Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
While the flexibility of modern gaming is in many respects a wonderful thing that allows developers to constantly make their games better, sometimes the opposite can sadly be true. In the weeks, months, and even years after these games came to market, they committed sins which left players crying foul that this wasn't quite what they had signed up for when they handed over their money. I'm Cy for WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games that screwed players after release. Number 10, adding microtransactions, Resident Evil 4. Remake. There are few things cheekier than a publisher waiting for a game's review period to pass before plugging in those ever pesky microtransactions, and that's precisely what Capcom did with the otherwise brilliantly received remake of Resident Evil 4. Just 2 weeks after the survival horror game hit the market, Capcom announced that they were making upgrade tickets available in exchange for a few real world bucks. Ergo, players could immediately unlock a weapon's exclusive upgrade without needing to put the legwork in. Those looking to purchase every individual weapon ticket were looking to spend around $60, and while nobody was being forced to purchase these time savers, it rubbed many the wrong way due to Capcom making no indication pre-release that the game would feature microtransactions of any kind. More to the point, it was glaringly obvious that Capcom, like so many other publishers in recent times, opted to wait until the game had been reviewed by all major outlets before revealing the microtransactions. At least the base experience of Resident Evil 4 Remake doesn't aggressively stifle progression without paying up, but it's still transparently shady behaviour. Number 9, making it harder to earn credits, Gran Turismo 7. Gran Turismo 7 similarly received plenty of flack from critics and players alike for keeping microtransactions out of review copies, only turning them on when the game was officially released. Fans quickly reported that the value of many cars had skyrocketed significantly compared to the previous game, Gran Turismo Sport, costing as much as 8 times what they did previously if bought with real-world money. This prompted outrage from the community, which combined with the inability to sell cars incentivized players to simply grind select races to earn credits as fast as possible. However, developer Polyphony Digital responded by then patching the game to lower the payout on many of the races players had been using to farm credits, in a blatant attempt to nudge them towards opening their wallet instead of grinding away. Fans didn't take it lying down though, with enterprising players creating a script that allowed them to run the game in remote play mode on PC and idly farm millions of credits per day. A drastic solution, perhaps, but a damn clever one, even if it's disgusting they had to even bother in the first place. Number 8, forcing players to downgrade to a terrible remaster, Warcraft 3 Reign of Chaos. Whether or not you agree that there are far too many remakes or remasters these days, at least they don't take the original version away, right? Well, in the case of Warcraft 3 Reign of Chaos, that's not necessarily the case. Warcraft 3's remaster, Warcraft 3 Reforged, was released in 2020 and promised all the expected glossy bells and whistles to bring the near two-decade game up to contemporary standards. Yet it eventually released to wide disdain from critics and fans who hated the changes made to the UI, underwhelming new visuals, abundance of bugs, removal of basic features included in the original, and absence of countless promised new features. Worst of all, because Reforged was a free upgrade for Warcraft 3 owners and shared the same game client, it automatically updated the original into its inferior Reforged version, forcing players players to play it in this new and worse way. Ultimately, many Warcraft fans opted to sail the high seas to play Warcraft 3 as originally intended, and without any other option to play the version of the game that they paid money for. Can you really blame them? Number 7. Adding bots to the game, PUBG Battlegrounds. The hilariously titled Player Unknown Battlegrounds Battlegrounds was an absolute phenomenon when it launched in early access in March 2017, and to date has sold more than 75 million copies while generating an eye-watering $13 billion in revenue. Yet the House of Cards came crashing down when PUBG 7.1 update released in spring 2020, which ill-advisedly added bots to the Battle Royale game. Bots were introduced to PUBG's public matches in an attempt to boost player retention due to the number of new players who quickly bounced off the game due to dying early in matches. The sentiment was that with low IQ bots, human players would have a better chance of surviving longer, get a few easy kills, and become more engaged with the game. No matter that it basically diluted PUBG's entire point, surviving against a fleet of flesh and blood opponents. While it would be absolutely ridiculous to suggest that PUBG is a dead game, it still regularly has around 500,000 concurrent players, its popularity has certainly peaked, and the addition of bots did nothing to remedy its slow population decline. Number 6. Shutting down in less than a year, Babylon's Fall. Platinum Games' action RPG Babylon's Fall was widely panned by critics and players alike upon release last March. But fans who bought the game regardless of review scores and perhaps even enjoyed it sadly didn't get long to bask in the experience, as less than a year after it hit stores, Square Enix decided to shut it down. And because Babylon's Fall was an always online live service game, it meant that anyone who splashed their cash was now effectively left with a dud purchase. While it's unreasonable to expect live service games to live forever, a AAA title from one of the biggest publishers on the planet being culled so swiftly, simply because it didn't review or sell well enough, left a hugely sour taste. Square Enix could have stemmed the backlash by patching the game to be at least somewhat playable offline, but instead they left customers who spent their hard-earned money without a lifeline. Compare it to Marvel's Avengers, a live service game which is similarly shutting down following a commercial underperformance, yet the core story experience doesn't require an online connection and will be playable offline forever, ensuring fans don't feel like they wasted their money completely.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Lee. Number 5. Favouring DLC maps in multiplayer rotation. Halo 2. Halo 2 is one of the greatest multiplayer games of all time, and anybody who grew up with the original release will surely appreciate just how formative an experience it was, given the lack of truly substantial multiplayer console FPS games at the time. Yet later in Halo 2's life, once several DLC packs had been released, the online map rotation was unfortunately dominated by them, making it increasingly difficult to play the classic maps, like fan-favourite Lockout, that so many diehard fans wanted to experience again. While many of the DLC maps were plenty fun, it was blatantly obvious that Bungie chose to prioritise these maps over the beloved classics that players wanted to play the most, and yet would so rarely turn up in the rotation. It would be excessive to say that this killed Halo 2's multiplayer, but it definitely dampened the enthusiasm for many OG players who didn't really care that much about the DLC maps. Number 4. Constantly changing the time to kill. Battlefield 5. Battlefield 5 launched to solid, if unremarkable, reviews, but developer DICE's constant yo-yoing over the game's time to kill and time to die quickly left players hugely frustrated. Some complained that the TTK and TTD were too fast upon release, and so within weeks of Battlefield 5 coming out, DICE released a patch which slowed both down. However, this was widely viewed as an overcorrection, with fans then becoming annoyed that enemy players were bullet sponges who took too long to go down. And so a few weeks later, DICE again patched the TTK and TTD, and not content to let it lie there, modified it further still at the end of 2019 with the widely reviled 5.2 patch. The predictable outrage led DICE to roll back most of the TTK changes with the 6.2 update in early 2020, but by this point many players were so irritated by the developer's inability to make up their mind that they just bailed from the game outright. Number 3. Enhancements which casualized gameplay. Star Wars Galaxies. Years before Star Wars The Old Republic, there was the well-received 2003 MMORPG Star Wars Galaxies. In 2005, however, Sony Online Entertainment rolled out two updates which significantly streamlined, casualized, and even dumbed down the gameplay. The so-called combat upgrade simplified combat, while the new game experience released in late 2005 represented an attempt to more closely imitate the successful MMO formula of World of Warcraft. Some of the more controversial changes included largely scrapping the character profession system, allowing players to become Jedi with much greater ease, and revamping the economy, crafting, and questing systems. All in all, it was painfully clear that Sony had redesigned the game's core infrastructure in a desperate attempt to make it more appealing to a broader player base in the wake of dwindling subscriber numbers. Ultimately, the plan didn't work, as the subscriber count never recovered, ensuring the changes only pissed off those dedicated fans who had stuck around. Galaxies clung to life until 2011, mere days before The Old Republic was released, though many hardcore players eventually deferred to fan emulator projects which allowed them to re-experience the glorious pre-new game experience days. Number 2. Removing the original campaign, Destiny 2. Though Destiny 2's player base is notoriously vocal about pretty much everything, they quite understandably flipped their collective lids when the Beyond Light expansion released in November 2020 and removed the game's entire base campaign. The Red War campaign, which had been part of Destiny 2 since its September 2017 launch, was suddenly missing alongside all of the content from the Curse of Osiris and Warmind DLC expansions and placed in the Destiny Content Vault, a digital expanse where paid-for content apparently goes to die. Bungie replaced the original campaign with an abbreviated introduction for new players, but anyone who wished to play Destiny 2 in its OG form was totally out of luck, short of simply watching a Let's Play of it. It sent a terrible message to players that legacy content didn't really matter, while indicating that any purchased story content could be given the sunsetting treatment at basically any time that Bungie chooses. Remember when you bought a game and parts of it weren't deleted over time? Ah yes, those were the good old days. And number 1, releasing a balancing patch that killed the multiplayer, Uncharted 2 Among Thieves. There is perhaps no update to a video game which categorically pissed off more players than Uncharted 2's infamous 1.05 patch. Uncharted 2 released to rave reviews in late 2009 for its cinematic campaign and unexpectedly riveting multiplayer components, yet a few months later in February 2010, Naughty Dog made a rare catastrophic misstep by releasing a patch which significantly altered the multiplayer experience. The quote-unquote rebalancing patch reduced damage across the multiplayer mode's weapons while also lowering the time to kill, meaning players would die much faster. On one hand, many players felt that the weapons now lacked personality and there wasn't much incentive to experiment with different loadouts, and the lower TTK made even acts like climbing ladders extremely risky. Basically, the game hadn't been designed around these changes, and they ended up compromising the experience significantly enough that a mass exodus of players soon enough began, with many comparing the twitchy new player style to that of Call of Duty. Despite Naughty Dog promising to take feedback on board, they never rolled back these aggressive changes, ensuring that the multiplayer community never recovered. Considering how fiendishly addictive Uncharted 2's multiplayer mode was during the game's launch period, Naughty Dog well and truly shot themselves in the foot with these sweeping changes. And that's the list. Let us know what you thought of this video down in the comments below. Which of these video game changes did you hate the most? And of course, any more that we didn't include. Make sure you like this video, share it with your friends, subscribe and hit that notification bell. Head over to whatculture.com for more content every day. You can follow me on Twitter at Cyniac_123. I've been Cy for What Culture, and have a good week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.